The last free tree tour at Smickle, Riverview will be held on Sunday, October 22. And the nonprofit that's been hosting the tours on the Coquitlam grounds for the past 30 years is none too pleased. Starting next year, the Riverview Horticultural Center Society, RHCS, will be required to pay $825 for an administration fee and a BC housing liaison, plus more to rent a portable restroom, to conduct two-hour-long educational tours for the public. This Sunday's round, which starts by the Henry S. and Young Building at 1 p.m., will be guided by Egan Davis, the Parks Operations Manager for the City of Richmond who teaches at the UBC Botanical Garden and Van Dusen. UBC is where John Davidson, BC's first botanist, transferred many of his worldwide specimens after spending years building up an arboretum and nursery at Smickle, Riverview, known then as Essendale. In an interview at the Serenity Garden yesterday, October 19, RHCS Board Director Jamie McCary told the Tri-City News that its unfortunate BC Housing will be imposing a fee for tours on a world-class site. As a result, it will be applying for gaming grants from the provincial government, the parent of BC Housing, and the city of Coquitlam through its Spirit program. It's silly. It seems like a money grab from their own wallet, McCary said, but we've been advised to play the game. Coquitlam Mayor Richard Stewart and City Council have also sent a letter to oppose the new levy, he said. McCary alleged relations between BC Housing, the Smickle, Riverview land stewards, have soured over the past year. In the spring, the agency turned off the water to the public bathrooms at the Serenity Garden, meaning not only can't the washrooms be used, but the volunteer gardeners have to trek uphill to the Henry S. and Young Building to fill their buckets to water the plants. With more than 250 people out at September's tour, McCary said public interest is strong to learn more about the campus trees and he's puzzled about BC Housing's actions. Counter response. Still, the MLA whose constituency includes Smickle, Riverview said RHCS has known that an administrative fee was coming and BC Housing has been subsidizing the tree tours for 2 years in good faith. RHCS will be required to pay the event fee, just like any other group that wants to be on the property. It's about equity, Coquitlam-Millardville MLA Selena Robinson said. She said the need for an on-site liaison is part of a new protocol with the Kickham First Nation, which has a land claim on Smickle, Riverview and is considered an equal site partner with BC Housing. The Nation referred its request for comment to BC Housing. As well, in 2019, the provincial government passed the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People Act that sets the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples Declaration as the provincial framework for reconciliation, a call to action by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. At Smickle, Riverview, the liaison ensures the archaeological sites are protected and safety is maintained, Robinson said. And while she also enjoys the tree tours, Robinson suggested RHCS ask future participants for a minimum donation to offset the costs. I appreciate their frustration, she said, but we need to shift. We have to find a new model for these tree tours to operate. Land stewards. In addition, BC Housing offered the following statement late Friday to the Tri-City News. We understand that Riverview Horticultural Center Society, RHCS, has a long history of offering tree tours at Smickle, Riverview. BC Housing continues to support RHCS to offer their tree tours on site. We provided in-kind funding to RHCS to deliver 5 tree tours at Smickle this season. In the interest of equity, fairness and transparency, RHCS is expected to pay a special event fee as of January 1, 2024, like any other group using the site for special events. Other groups utilize the site for weddings, photo shoots, reunions and filming. The approximate cost will be $825 per tour. As managers of Smickle, BC Housing has an obligation to protect the privacy of tenants on site, ensure public safety is maintained and that the site's environmental and cultural protocols are adhered to. Special event fees are in place to cover the time associated to process event applications and to provide a liaison to oversee that each event complies with our obligations. Any organization that wants to operate on-site must follow the same process. As for the water to the Serenity Garden washroom, it was turned off due to a water main break, an agency spokesperson said. The Riverview Horticultural Center Society's last free tree tour is on Sunday, October 22, from 1 to 3 p.m. Also on Sunday, from noon to 9 p.m., Mariner Brewing, H1100 Lansdowne Drive, Coquitlam, will host a fundraiser in support of RHCS tree tours. Meanwhile, donations are being sought to continue the tree tours in 2024. http://rhcs.org/membership.html. And a petition is set up via change.org to keep the Smickle Riverview grounds open to the public and protected.